Major phone carriers make you sign contracts with rigid data plans to trap you into a kind of forced phonogamy. Sounds pretty insecure, if you ask me. At Consumer Cellular, we believe in a more consensual and healthy form of phonogamy, free of contracts and more flexible to your data needs. This way, you stick around not because we force you to with contracts and fees, but because you love our phone plans. Like, ardently love our phone plans. Phonogamously. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
You know, Tucker Carlson, like this radio program, he was just too real for Fox News, so they had to fire him because, I mean, he thought, like we think, that no compromise, period, right? And so Tucker is going to – I'm going to play a clip here on climate change. Now listen to this. They've discovered something, Joe. They've discovered that there is no such thing as fossil fuels. No kidding.
We've been trying to tell people that for many, 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 many years.
Since back in the 80s, we were telling people there was no such thing as fossil fuels. Now only this. Here's what else they've discovered, and you'll hear it. That the sun heats the earth. Remember the first people to come out with that? We did an experiment right out there in the concrete driveway. We measured the heat in the driveway that was in the sun and that was in the shade. And we discovered, Joe, that it was the sun that heats the earth. We understood that, too, even putting water out there. This is deep, Joe. I mean,
Vic, I even learned something like that back in kindergarten.
Well, yeah, but, sun. You know, this is beyond what you learn at Harvard or Yale or you know.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that's right. It's a little above their level.
Yeah, it's deep. It's too deep for that today. So with that, go ahead and take it away.
In the United States, we often refer to our main sources of energy as fossil fuels. Oil, natural gas, coal, they're fossil fuels because they come from fossils, ancient organic material, forests, jungles, plankton, dinosaurs. Held under the ground for millennia, they transform into oil, gas, and coal. Everybody thinks that's true. On the other hand, there's evidence that maybe it's not the whole story. If that's where fossil fuels come from, if that's how hydrocarbons are made, then how come they're found so deep under the oceans and at the top of the Earth? How come one of Saturn's moons, according to scientists, has more oil and natural gas than Earth? Were there dinosaurs and planktons and forests at one point on one of Saturn's moons? Probably not. So if all hydrocarbons aren't from fossils, where are they from? And why isn't this commonly known? And what are the implications of it? And what does it tell us about our modern climate change policy? These are not just esoteric questions, they're central questions, actually, as we chart the future of energy usage in the world. Willie Soon has been thinking about this for a long time. He's an astrophysicist, a geoscientist. He spent 31 years at Harvard. He recently left, and he joins us here. Dr. Soon, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tucker.
I appreciate it.
It's a blessing to be able to come on your show.
Well, it's a blessing to have you. And this is such an interesting question with so many implications.
Yes.
And I want to spend most of our time talking about the implications. But just to the strict question of where hydrocarbons come from, it sounds like they're not necessarily all from ancient forests or plankton or dinosaurs, are they?
Yes. The story can be a bit long, so give me a few minutes to explain. You are certainly right, but most important to clarify is that the information that is found on the largest moon on Saturn, which is called Titan, is actually results from NASA, European Space Agency, and then the Italian Space Agency, who built this spacecraft called Cassini and Huygens. Actually, one of my thesis advisor committee is actually built the UV spectrometer. But the one that they used to discover this, basically the ocean liquid form of methane, which is in ethane form, which is much more complicated hydrocarbon, is whole ocean of it. Because Titan is in such a way that it's very cold, by the way. So it's minus 290 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yes.
Hint, hint, hint. Where's the global warming there, right? If it's full of methane there, right? That's another problem because it's far away from the sun. That's what it is.
Yes.
And clearly that the question of abiogenic method, which means no need of any biology, is true, because we know. Actually, one experiment was done in 2009. It was done in Swedish Royal Academy, one of those group, but it's done by one Russian leader. He was able to show that if you squeeze methane, CH4 in chemical formula, so 4 hydrogen, 1 carbon, squeeze them in a form that in which they simulate the condition of the Earth mantle, which is 1,800 miles deep, yes, kind of below the surface, because the Earth is deeper, right? And it's within this 18, but basically the condition that is only about 40 to 150 miles in, that you actually can form complex hydrocarbon. You got benzene, you got ethane, you got all this other stuff, yes, forming. So that proved beyond doubt that you have such a way to make this. Plus that Titan proved beyond doubt. You actually see methane also in all the atmosphere of Jupiter. You know, you even find benzene in the rocks of Mars. And then for me, astrophysicist, I can tell you even more. You find this complex hydrocarbon called polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbon. It's another one of those complex hydrocarbon. Then actually you found it in interstellar space, between space within stars, intergalactic space. These are everywhere. Because temperature there are cold, and probably the right pressure condition, all this complex hydrocarbons.
Well, it's kind of incredible, because all of us, and including myself until very recently,
right,
assumed that all of our main energy sources are these so-called fossil fuels. And of course, their existence is going to be limited by the amount of fossils, by the amount of decaying organic, right, material.
Not so.
So if that's not so, then we need to rethink a lot of things.
A lot. I think this one fit into a paradigm by a famous economist that I like very much. His name is Simon. Do you know about this guy named Simon?
Julian Simon,
yeah, the key guy. University of Illinois and then Maryland. He was the guy who said that the ultimate resource of humanity or Earth is actually not all this material thing like uranium, gold. Because uranium, there are far more uranium in the oceans than on the land, right? You have 4.5 billion tons of uranium in the ocean. You have only 17 million tons of that. Gold, copper. What do you want on the ocean? It's all there, except they're in very dilute form,
yes,
clearly. So the ultimate resource actually is not that. It's the human mind. It's the innovation part of it. I think I like that principle a lot. And it fits very well in terms of saying that it's all matter of course. Even oil. I don't know if any of you know, the audience know, that 50 to 60% of all the oil that you already drilled, the drill hole, you can only pull out 40 to 50% of it. 60% of that remains in it, because there's not enough pressure to get it,
yes,
out. This is why the idea of abiogenic oil is interesting. It's true, clearly true. It's all a matter of cost, really. Because this thing has to form way inside the earth, the mantle, which is 50 to 100 miles, right? Human, how deep have we ever drilled? Only the skin, which is only 5 miles maximum, 5 to 6 miles, basically. That's at most that we can drill. And then all this stuff had to permeate into the reservoir. I got this information from the top people that physically have to look for oil every day. One of my friends, Joseph Limekuller from Beacon Energy, Offshore Energy. Those are the guys who work day in and day out to bring us the energy, actually, the oil that we need.
So why don't most people know this? Why do most people think that the gasoline in their car was, by definition,
have to be limited, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that there's just a tiny amount and it's going away. We'll never find more.
The worst.
All righty, folks, we're back. Anita in Massachusetts pledges 100. Thank you, Anita. All right, we're back. We have to give you their numbers so we can go back to the clip. This is very interesting. 888-281-1110. It's very important. We don't have, but tonight we have 50 minutes left, and we're far, far from our goal tonight. We really need to hear from you. We're working very, very hard here. We've never compromised in 50 years on the radio. We've never compromised. We've always stood our ground. We've never backed down. We've always been championing the cause and helped many organizations. We gave them a voice on the air to be able to tell their stories and get the word out. We were responsible for saving many, many babies over those years. Over 24,000 babies we had part of keeping from a cruel and painful death of abortion. We fought like many years, 45 years in the prison ministry upon death row. We've worked very, very hard, and we've never compromised. And airtime is very expensive. And you know, again, we're out there. We're not getting paid to do this. In fact, it costs us to do this. We're doing this because the cause is a righteous cause. It's the right cause. We believe in God, and we believe in saving our country. But we can't do it alone. We got to have your help. So, 888-677-9673 or 888-281-1110. Go ahead, Joe.
I was just going to add something, too. And we have been telling you the truth for more years than I care to admit. And I think that you and I were a couple of the first people to get on the radio and tell people that our oil and natural gas came from methane gas under heat and pressure. You just heard this physicist talking about methane and all the other, different type forms of the carbon out there. But
we had all the way back in the 80s, we had geologists, Joe, on a regular basis. They would come on and we would laugh with this whole thing about evolution.
Yeah,
all of this thing.
And all this garbage. Yeah.
Right. We were out there with creation science. We were out there battling this. And, boy, we got the attention of the fake news media. They called us about everything you could do. Fire-breathing, Baptist, fire-breathing Baptist preachers.
And crazy. We were totally crazy. But, you know, this is how the big oil companies, when they look for oil, they look for methane deposits that they can get to because there's where the oil comes from. So they look. This is, like you said, from the 80s. So this tells you how much you've been lied to out there, America. So let's hear the rest of this truth. This is somebody admitting some real big truth out there.
Go ahead, bring us back.
Full of untruth and half-truths, right? That's the whole problem, right? That's why for so long, even the idea that we are not limited and bounded by availability of, let's say, gasoline, petroleum, or coal. Coal now, they won't allow us to use, right? As you know, in COP meeting in Dubai that just ended a day ago, they just physically declared themselves that we should stop using fossil fuel. Basically, petroleum, natural gas, and even coal. I mean, these people are insane now, really insane. I think they're going to harm more people with their own delusion. Plus, they always remember, these are people who actually don't represent the majority.
No.
Since when are this put up to what? It's always about this minority, the tyranny of the few, always robbing the whole census, the good census of the good people. This is part of the reason why, as a scientist, I also speak out. Not afraid of anything except for just telling the truth. And I'm glad to have this opportunity to say such thing in your show.
So, I mean, if we haven't been told the truth about where hydrocarbons come from,
right,
and we haven't, I mean, I've never met a single person in my life who said, wait a second, they're not all fossil fuels, then we keep hearing there's a scientific consensus on climate change.
Every
scientist believes the same thing about it. Believes Al Gore and John Kerry. Maybe that's not true either?
Oh, that I can tell you, please. Thank you for asking that question, Tucker. I've been working on this subject of CO2 causing climate change, or what other factors we can ask that cause climate to change, for close to as long as since my postdoctoral year 1991, right? So it's about 32 years. And on this question, I think we have a very definitive answer. What we know now is CO2 ain't going to cost nothing. It's not going to change much of the climatic system, which means it won't change the speed of the hurricane. It won't change how fast or how frequent tornado form. It won't even actually make any difference to the polar bear population. It's all conservation issue, right, on polar bear. It won't even cost how much fish you don't catch or catch, you know. It won't even cost what they call ocean acidification. It won't even cause this problem that they claim. It's all artificial. Everything they do, it's all dream from their model and the tyranny of the few again. That those few people just dream up this scary story that is just ain't true. And then when you come down to the most responsible group for this kind of bad stuff, I was reminded by my colleague, Dr. Ronan Connolly and Michael Connolly, my two co-workers with me on my group. is to say that since, you know, since I worked so carefully and I have about more than 100 scientists last 3 years alone working with me, so I don't speak on behalf of them, I speak on behalf of myself. My view is that the UNIPCC, United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, is one of the primary problems, which means they have been misleading people. They've been using authority of science, which is not true, right? It's all governmental hackers, basically, right? People like John Kerry, who I guess can barely take a proper physics class, who keep claiming that greenhouse effect is so simple, right? And then he refused to explain how does it work, right? I mean, he did all of that is very terrible. That really embarrassing to America. He did that in Bali in Indonesia several years back. That is just so embarrassing.
Do you think he can explain how it works?
No, I don't think so. Even Al Gore, who claimed to be know something about science, I challenge Al Gore. I did some of that in his face, actually. I was lucky enough to be in one of those Wall Street Journal eco conference, and I was giving, you know, setting up with all the UC Santa Barbara student, please make sure when the question comes out, give me the mic. Oh, I was making friends with them the night before. I explained now my details of my work. So I got the mic and asked question about Al Gore, because one of the primary sad things that they refuse to recognize, that I know you know that in even grade school sciences, CO2 is a gas of life. When you have more CO2, the plant kingdom, the whole ecology, even the oceans, gonna have more, basically, ability, more fishes, more everything.
More life.
More life, essentially. That's why it's called gas of life. And these people want to demonize it as some gas that can cause global warming, can cause hurricane to run faster or weaker. I don't know what they want. To have more rain, more droughts, and all this other nonsense that they claim. All of that, it just ain't so. That's the problem. By the way, this is how serious I am. I check everything they say. I check. As a scientist, you cannot just dismiss them. You cannot laugh at them. You cannot, you know, chide them. You cannot just make joke of them. You check everything. So as a very serious scientist, and I publish scientific paper refuting all of these arguments. Scientific papers maybe mean nothing to the average people, but it's really important. It's like a document that you have to document and then put out the proper scientific arguments about what is right, what is wrong. So that's what we have been doing at my particular center called series-sign.com. So anybody who wants more information about this, please go to the website, right? And study what we do there, because we are the one that is truly independent from any funding agency, any money that you could possibly give me, like Bill Gates, please don't give me money, thank you. And Al Gore, please don't give me money. Don't give me any money if you tell me what to do. You know, even some of your money, I might not want it. But the point is that I want to be independent, just like you. In the media, I want to be fearless. I just set my own agenda. You don't tell me what to research either. I research what I want to research. So we've been researching on many, many topics. So on the climate change issue, I'm fully convinced. After all these years, even though we may not know exactly what is causing climate change, we suspect it's the sun. We have a lot of evidence to show that it's probably the sun.
All righty, there you go. We want to say Bo in Ohio pledges 150, Bernice in Ohio pledges 50, Joan in New Jersey pledges 30. Thank you. Go ahead, Joe, quickly.
I was just saying that was just fabulous. See, the truth is out there. It's just hard to find. The world, like I was saying earlier tonight, the world tries to hide the truth from you so they can control you, use you, or get rid of you, depending on their need to survive.
Joe, he mentioned polar bears. Remember, we were the first ones when they said that the polar bears were drowning. We were the first ones that said that they could swim. We knew it, okay?
They swam long, long distances.
And they said when the polar ice caps melt, New York City is going to be flooded. But then we came up with an experiment. Remember, we said take two big glasses of water, and you fill one up towards the top with water. Then you take and you fill another one with ice cubes. Put some two or three big ice cubes and fill it to the same level. To the same level. And when the ice melted, guess what? The water level stayed the same. So if those polar ice caps melt, it won't raise the ocean up, not even it. We knew this. But this is...
Plus, we did some research, and I remember finding where there were 13 different groups of polar bears. And what happened, 12 were thriving and growing, but one wasn't doing very well. They were kind of dying. They weren't doing well in their environment. And that's the ones that the global warming people freaked out and said, look, the polar bears are dying, and they had pictures. But they, what they did is they showed a truth, but a partial truth, because they omitted that the other 11 or 12 of these groups of polar bears in different places were all thriving. See, so they lied by omission. What they showed were a little bit of truth, but the big story they omitted through a lie of omission. And this is how it's been ever since, I think, when I started figuring this out way back, you know, 50 years ago. And they just keep getting better at the lies, that's all. Better with the deception.
All righty, very good. NBC's news reports, deep state plot for military coup against Trump. Now, even they're admitting it now, folks. We got to tell you, we got to hear from you. 888, the phone's got to ring. We only have, we have 40 minutes left tonight that you can call in. So we got to hear from you. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. NBC News reports deep state plot for military coup against Trump. They've lost so much credibility. They've lost so much credibility that now they have to admit something's happening. But now what they'll do is they'll put a spin on this to try to tell people, look, the best thing you could do for Trump is not vote for him. If he gets elected, they're going to kill him, whatever. They're doing whatever they think they can. They're scared. Because you know what? A whole lot of Trump does get back in, a whole lot of these people are going to prison. All right.
Or at least lose very lucrative jobs and positions, and the revolution will be thwarted, and the communist takeover of America will not be able to happen. So it's not always just whether they go to jail, but they'll lose money, they'll lose jobs, they'll lose power and influence. And for the true believers, the revolution will be ended.
On January 6th, the first thing Trump will do, or on the very first day that he's in office, he will pardon all the January 6th patriots. They'll all be pardoned. And then he's going to go after a whole lot of those federal workers. He's going to cut them. They're already working
on the useless people that are, you know, not coming to work, that are working from home, not doing anything, while 75% of all government offices are vacant. You mean those people?
Those people that are out there in the streets. That's right. Those so-called federal workers that are out there protesting the support of Israel. So
yeah.
Concerns are intensifying among the far left and national security experts and the Pentagon insiders over the possibility that President Donald Trump, the legitimate president, might leverage the U.S. military to enforce his political will if he returns to the Oval Office. In other words, that's their way of saying he might do what his job, right? On January 6th, was President Trump still president?
Yes.
Yes. As president of the United States, was your job to make sure if the election was fair and it was honest, that the American people did not have, 80,000 people, did not have their vote stolen. As president of the United States, did he do his job?
Yes.
He certainly did. And so, folks, again, who did not do his job?
Vice president.
The vice president.
Vice president, yep. Well, just like you were talking in this report from NBC, Molly Hemingway of the Federalist, I was talking about, well, this, you know, they let this cat out of the bag about the deep state. And she reports, she said, the left is plotting ways to have the military not be under civilian control. This dangerous and unconstitutional usurpation of power is being framed by NBC as good because it will undermine Trump if he is somehow elected by the American people.
Civilian control of the military is a part of the bedrock foundation of American democracy.
Exactly. Under civilian control, and they are contemplating ways to get it away from the president.
From now until the Lord comes back, we'll be in a constant battle with the Antichrist forces, won't we?
Oh, boy, are we. We're in constant battle right now.
I know. Right now, our battle is staying on the air. So this way.
That's number one battle.
Absolutely. 888-281-1110. Folks, the phone's got to light up. Or 888-677-9673. We have about 35 minutes left for you to call in tonight. Go ahead, Joe.
One of the things, I had to laugh today. One of the big stories out there happened in Chicago, the Chicago area Tesla charging stations lined up with dead cars in the freezing cold. And they were claiming it was a bunch of dead robots. Tesla owners are livid. They're mad. They were trying to charge their vehicles with no luck. Some people even had their cars towed to this charging station. But the batteries, someone were sitting there 3 hours, and the car wouldn't charge or just charge a little. One guy had his car 3 hours one day, came back the next day. It was charging at 3 hours and couldn't get enough, much more power in the battery than to go to and from the station, which is close to where he lived. Many of the vehicles fail to charge at all at stations around Chicago because of the cold weather. And one of the owners said, this is crazy. It's a disaster. Seriously, why did I ever buy an electric car? And one gal said she had to leave her car, got a ride home from a friend because her electric vehicle could not be charged. And one of the guys came home at Chicago Airport. The Teslas were dead. They were not able to be started. He had to hire a tow truck, flatbed tow truck, to haul his vehicle to a station, and it couldn't be charged at the station, so they had to haul it somewhere else. Yep. Welcome Joe Biden and all the EVs he's trying to shove down your throat, folks. If you live anywhere from Oregon to Maine, anywhere in the north or even in the Midwest where it gets very cold sometimes, your car will be useless. And then, to top it off, the Gateway pundit Jim Hoft, and I've done this story before, other sources, global freezing deaths 9 times more common than global warming deaths. And we've had 5 people die here recently from this freeze. But if you look back through history, the deaths occur when we have these cold spells, cold weather kills people. The global warming makes life maybe uncomfortable and miserable, but 9 times more people die in cold than in heat. That is the truth of the matter, Pastor.
Absolutely. Big article there from the Gateway Pundit. People on Twitter X respond to Trump's massive win in the Iowa caucus. He goes on, Trump has now won the Iowa caucus with a big win. That's the largest win in history, isn't it?
The what?
The largest win, the largest, he won by the largest margin.
Oh, margin, yes, the largest margin in history.
So let's look at some of the reactions. One of the great things about Twitter X is that it happens in real time. So we're going to focus on reactions from just the last hour or so. Of course, this is last night's, or actually, yeah, it was last night. Here, they impeached him twice. He was indicted 4 times. His house was raided by the FBI, and they buried him in lawsuits. The deep state did everything it could to stop him, but President Trump just won the Iowa caucus by, you know, the largest margin ever. They're really getting worried. The Communist Party is out there, and folks.
Oh, yeah. Rachel Maddow melted down over what they called the rise of fascism. Joy Reid comes out and said Trump and Iowa caucus landslide proves that white Christians are racist, racist. What they're saying is, we own this country, and everyone will bow down to us. You know, we've got an awful lot of friends of black and brown skin and red, yellow, black, and white. But it's only the white Christians that are racist. And it's, you know, they forget all these other people that are Christian, real Christian, born-again Christians. I wonder what they call them. If those of us that are white-skinned are racist, what are our friends, Randy and all the others, what are they called?
Anyhow, listen to this. Catching the fraud. check by vote. Investigators uncover fake Michigan addresses on voter rolls. One address has 19 registered voters. 8 of them voted in the 2020 election, and all at the same residence. Hang tight. We'll be back right after this. I feel so certain about this faith of mine. I'm hanging in there, doing fine. King Jesus is a friend of mine. I'm blessed by you. Saving babies, teaching sinners. Hell's for losers, heaven's for winners. This work is not for beginners. I am blessed by you. I'm coming home someday. Heaven's my way. I'm blessed by you. Where the saints all stay and little children play. I'm blessed by you. Where the saints of old walk on streets of gold. I know that I will see that heavenly prize. It's no surprise how happy I'll be. Gonna see my family again. Gonna be with long lost friends. Maybe soon, I don't know when. I'm blessed by you. Blessed by you. You know, and I get quite a few comments from ladies. They like that song. Did you know that? Yeah. I bet Joe can't sing like that.
No. He's eating ice cream.
All right, there you go.
You'll never know, Pastor.
Alrighty.
Hey, I want to add one thing. You were talking about the minute ago, the left just going nuts. Matt Owl again was talking about, I just had to do this. The party that's been flirting with extremism on the far right for a very long time, Republicans. They've brought them in a way that they haven't been central to Republican electoral politics ever before. Once you have radicalized one major party so that they are the preference of the people who adhere to your party, the leaders interchangeable, you know, blah, they go on, they call it a MAGNA movement. there we get the left is condemning the Republicans, the right, for doing exactly what they're doing. They're the ones that have gone ultra-extremism. They're the ones who are radicalizing the party, the radical left, the crazy socialists, communists, environmentalists. They're all working together to bring a one-world order. And yet, here they are, these newscasters on the left. This is what Trump's doing. You know, he's going to ruin democracy. He's going to change the world, take away our freedoms. He's going to become a dictator. Joe Biden's the dictator. Only he's the puppet for the extreme left.
Well, you know, when Trump said, when he came out and said, look, they're coming for you, not me. I'm just in their way.
Exactly.
He was exactly right. All right. Greta in Texas pledges 100, and Ruth in New York pledges 1,000. Lawrence pledges 50. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All righty.
Had any 200s to match me tonight?
No, we didn't have any 200s to match
you. Nobody's matched me yet.
No. I'd like to have 200 matches for my 1,000. That would be good. All right, folks. But I'll take one or two more, you know. I'm not that hard to please, right? 1,000.
Well, you know, considering you pay me double zeros for a salary, you know, that $1,000 is kind of hard to come up with, you know.
Yeah. Well, what's happened? You're double zeros.
We don't take any money for doing this. No one in the history of this ministry has ever taken a dime. We all donate our own time, our own talent, our own treasure, and we're not doing this for the money. We're not on speaking tours when we're off the radio, you know, getting paid. We're doing this because this is what God has called us to do. And we're asking you to prayerfully consider keeping the voice of the Christian resistance on the air, keeping, you know, God, family, country, and the truth at the forefront of this battle.
From the Gateway Pundit, if you're someone who'd like to live in a state where lawfare is used against citizens based on political affiliation, statewide voter registration fraud, investigations are hidden by elected officials from clerks and citizens who were the state's top election officials, repeatedly lies to the public and has been smacked down in the courts multiple times over rulings or decisions she made that are unlawful, then Michigan is the place for you.
Ooh, and
Michigan citizens and clerks across the state were not informed of an ongoing statewide voter registration fraud investigation that began only 1 month before the 2020 election. There you go. And
Hey, Pastor, do you fly much? Charles, do you fly at all?
I do when I go down to Texas.
When I do, I take a plane.
Here's a story for you. That's exactly what I mean by flying.
Yeah.
FAA, Federal Aviation Agency, diversity push includes focus on hiring people with severe intellectual and psychiatric disabilities. I'm not kidding. This comes from Fox News, Emma Colton.
Yeah, I saw that.
I was reading this. The Federal Aviation Administration is actively recruiting workers who suffer, quote, severe intellectual disabilities, psychiatric problems, and other mental and physical conditions under a diversity and inclusion hiring initiative spelled out on the agency's own website.
Well, you can see the airplanes crashing now. If you allow that to happen, I mean,
it's going to get worse. These people, disabilities include hearing, vision, missing extremities, partial paralysis, complete paralysis, epilepsy, severe intellectual disability, psychiatric disability, and dwarfism. One of the most difficult jobs in the world is your air traffic controller. The mental stress of that job is tremendous. Healthy people who are young, healthy, have everything going, have troubles, end up drinking drugs, marital problems with that job. It's extremely difficult. People's lives every second depend on you paying attention, making the right decisions, seeing things before they happen. And here they are saying we'll take people of all these different problems, and maybe these people will be the ones that are, yeah.
All right, Charlie's got an article. He's going to hit the high points on that. Go ahead, Charlie.
Okay, we have Biden's trillion-dollar climate agenda is blowing up, and John Kerry has a lot to answer for.
Oh, boy.
No wonder John Kerry is stepping down as climate czar for Joe Biden. Trillion-dollar green agenda is blowing up, and no one is more closely tied to the fast deflating boondoggle than John Kerry. Well, if people remember back when John Kerry, when he came from Vietnam, what did he do outside the White House? He took his awards and decoration and threw them over the fence onto the White House lawn. Right there, that is not a true American patriot. He is a disgrace, a disservice to the uniform. The guy should have been tried, hung, and shot because he is a flat-out idiot. He just used his...
All those guys in that profess to be, you know, veterans from Nam and testified in front of Congress, and most of them had never even been in Vietnam. It was the biggest lie of the decade, right?
Exactly. And, you know, it's just no different than Jane Fonda, you know, the crap she pulled over there when they wanted to do the 50th anniversary at Kent State University here in Ohio to have her as a guest speaker. And it's a good thing they didn't, because a lot of Vietnam vets I knew were going to attend, and she wouldn't be here today if they kept up with that agenda.
Hanoi Jane.
Hanoi Jane is correct. And
well, you know, Hanoi Jane, she's not all bad, because she said she would be a Christian as long as if abortion was all right. As long as they would keep abortion legal, then she would be a Christian. Yeah. That, you know, there you go. There's your Hollywood... Holly weird mindset. I mean, unbelievable.
She smoked too much weed.
Back to John Kerry. He's the one who's been pushing for electric vehicles. That's a big bust. We just saw the ones in Chicago, the one you can't charge them, start them, run them.
Right.
He's the one that's been pushing for the offshore wind farms. They're being canceled, going broke, failing. They're also killing, people are saying they're killing whales and other mammals, causing tremendous problems with the ocean life. People are getting a little upset when they're told they can't have a gas stove, they can't have light bulbs, they are going to have different appliances all through the house, and, you know, the idea that back to that... clip we played, the world's going to run on, unwilling to admit that the world is going to have to use these, quote, fossil fuels, you know, the hydrocarbon fuels. Yeah, it's going to run our world probably for the next, 20 to 100 years before they ever figure out how to do renewable energy. But that's all John Kerry, right?
Well, him and Al Gore both, I mean, they're two peas in the same pod, and they've both lost touch with reality, and... Because you got to look at Texas right now. When they talked about shutting down pipelines and everything else, Texas is booming right now, pumping oil out of the ground and everything else. They pretty much raised their middle finger to Joe Biden and them in the Petroplex area out in Midland, Odessa. So a lot of people need to wake up and say, hey, just because you got this guy in the White House doesn't dictate what we're going to do in certain states, because the states got to take control of their own state and run it to do what they need to do for their people to survive. You can't have a dictator in office sitting up there telling everybody what to do, just like your property taxes here in Ohio. They're doing this triennial, and then plus the CAUV tax hike. Ours just went up in the last 4 years 106%, people. This is crazy.
This is why tactical civics is growing the way it is. First of all, we should not have property taxes. That there should be no such thing as property tax, okay? Again, we need to take the country back.
What did the founders say? Sales and an excise tax on the imports and things. It was on what we consume, not on what we make or own, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
If you have to pay tax on property, you don't own it. And that's the problem. The Constitution gives us the right to be landowners, to own the property.
on property. And even, you know, you mentioned Texas there, Charlie. Even Texas had made a couple mistakes. They were asking people to be careful how much power they use for a while because, well, the wind hasn't been blowing lately, and the 7 or 8% of the power grid they get from the wind has been cut in half, or better, more than half, reduced in half in power because the winds haven't been blowing in the cold air. The winds haven't been very strong. So even in a state like Texas, they had to ask for some restraint because even that small portion of their power grid wasn't holding its own.
Yeah, I just hope they changed oil in their wind turbines up there so they don't freeze and lock up like they did the last freeze they had.
Yeah, remember that fiasco.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this renewable energy is not done well. Europe is fighting against it, screaming. The farmers are rallying against the government, and all over the world they're going back to what? Good old carbon-based, you know, coal, natural gas. They want natural gas because it's clean, efficient, and the world is craving it, and we've got the greatest supply in the world, but we can't touch it.
Absolutely. Well, again, we've got to take the country back. This, again, Joe, we've been talking about it. We're in a war. It's been a communist revolution. We're being invaded on a daily basis. Foreigners are coming. Chinese national troops are coming into our country. Terrorists are coming into our country. And Joe Obama Biden is simply obeying his orders given to him by his rulers, the Chinese Communist Party, and that he's bringing in people waiting for it to take over. He's trying to set it up for America to have a bloody civil war. This is what's taking place. That's reality.
They want the war, then they can nationalize everything and turn the government against the people. I just saw a headline, a picture. I've got to tell you. It's on the London Daily Mail. San Francisco journalist shares photo of some foreign tourists walking down gutted Main Street in crime-ridden city where almost every shop is closed. And the take is, there's nothing to see here. No business, no shoppers, no nothing. The cafes, bars, restaurants are closed, and all there is homeless, drug addicts, people tweaking out along the street, and the tourists that came from the foreign country are just looking at the homeless in tents, looking at people sitting there shaking, falling over, doing weird things because they're so strung out on the drugs.
George Soros went out and he bought all of these city prosecutors, sent them into these cities, said go in there and increase crime as high as you can do it, destroy the cities little. And that's exactly what they've done. That's reality. I mean, we all know that. But, of course, you're not supposed to come right out and say it the way we do, are you?
No.
We can't help ourselves. You and I were born that way. We're just blunt. impactful.
I did contract work out in Los Angeles and stuff like that back in 2008 and 2009. And at that time, the homeless population there was at 40,000 people. I never seen so many people living in cardboard boxes in my life underneath a bridge.
Oh, yeah, I know. You've seen it. It's unbelievable.
And now it's even worse.
Yeah.
It's way worse than that now. It's, what, tripled or something?
Oh, yeah, at least 200,000.
Well, you know, the thing of it is when the Chinese president came over here, all of that got cleaned up for a day there, both in Los Angeles, and it was so nice and clean. And but anyhow, how much time do I have, Style? Folks, listen, I got to tell you, we're at that time in a program where we really get into the most important part. For every single one of you out there listening, there's one thing, and one thing only, that means more than anything else. There's one thing, the time will come, this will happen, and it happens today for many people, and it'll happen tomorrow for many people tonight. Your soul will be required of you, and the only thing that will matter to you then, the only thing, what you wear won't matter to you, what you're going to eat won't matter to you, where you're going to sleep won't matter. The only thing that will matter to you is your standing with the Lord. You're either saved or lost. There's no in-between. There is no in-between, folks. It's like being pregnant. You are or you aren't. It's like being alive or you're not. You're dead, okay? And so if you're out there listening to me tonight, I'm just a messenger. Here's the message. The message is the Lord is speaking to you. God is speaking to you tonight. He's telling you, are you saved? Have you repented of your sin? Have you called upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? If you died tonight, would you come and be with me in glory, or would you end up in a lake of fire? That's the reality. See, that is a reality. See, there are a lot of things that people don't realize. The left don't like to believe in absolute unless the absolute's a sin of some kind, and then they'll embrace it, okay? But those are absolutes. Here's one. Every single person listening to me tonight is going to die. That's right. It'll happen, right?
That's a fact.
Okay, and so, folks, here's another fact. When you die, you're going to end up, the Bible says, it's appointed to all men once to die, and then the judgment, right? So right then, you're going to end up in heaven or hell. Is there any in between?
Nope.
No in between.
Nope. No C, D, E, F, G choices.
All okay. The above.
All right, so here's what you do. You repeat after us, folks. Repeat after us. Okay, you guys can do it for cadence sake. Lord Jesus said, do this. He said, Lord, pray to the Father in the name of the Son. So here's what you do.
Pray to the Father in the name of the Son.
Okay. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Lord God.
Lord God.
I come before you.
I come before you.
As a sinner.
As a sinner.
Father God.
Father God.
You have said.
You have said.
That I deserve hellfire.
That I deserve hellfire.
Right now.
Right now.
Father God.
Father God.
I come before you.
I come before you.
And I ask you, Father.
And I ask you, Father.
To forgive me of my sins.
To forgive me of my sins.
Right now, Lord Jesus.
Right now, Lord Jesus.
I come before you.
I come before you.
I ask you, Lord.
I ask you, Lord.
To be the Lord of my life.
To be the Lord of my life.
All of my life.
All of my life.
Without any reservations.
Without any reservation.
Without any exceptions.
Without any exception.
Right now.
Right now.
I'm a new creature.
I'm a new creature.
A born-again believer.
A born-again believer.
An heir of the kingdom.
An heir of the kingdom.
A child of God.
A child of God.
Right now.
Right now.
I'm on the road.
I'm on the road.
To eternal life.
To eternal life.
Right now.
Right now.
I'll be indwelt.
I'll be indwelt.
By the Holy Spirit.
By the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
If you have said this prayer, the folks out there, let me tell you, if you've said this prayer, God will always honor. He will always honor your commitment. And it's the only one we can always trust that will always do what he says is God himself. We can't even do that ourselves. As hard as we try, we're not able to do all, even because we're not infallible. And so if you've said that prayer, we'd love to hear from you. Let us know. I hope you have out there tonight. Well, we're out of time as we get to this time every night. You still can call. Folks, you can call for another 7 minutes. We need to hear from you, really need to hear from you. Good night.
Good night.
God bless.
God bless.
And always, always,
always, always.
Keep fighting the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Lots of channels. Nothing to watch, especially if you're searching for the truth. It's time to interrupt your regularly scheduled programs with something actually worth watching. Salem News Channel. straightforward, unfiltered, with in-depth insight and analysis from the greatest collection of conservative minds, like Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and more. Find truth. Watch 24/7 on SNC.TV and on Local Now, Channel 525.